racism doesn't exist. It's a God that they serve, spiritual battle. It's a warfare. When you judge someone, you lose. You become blind to what reality is. It's a battle between good and evil, right versus wrong. Nothing to do with sexism, racism, homophobiaism, Islamophobiaism, no feminism, no get-be-dad-ism, no isms.
No isms.
All kind of isms, isms, all kind of isms, isms, amazing. Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. I believe your emails and Facebook comments are coming up at the bottom of this hour. My biblical question, did God create sex? Did God create sex? I want to know, have you ever seen the rain? And we have a brand new episode, folks, of The Fallen State, The Fallen State TV, fallenstate.tv, my TV show. You need to check it out. Here's the sound bite from it. It's amazing.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Would you go and get in bed and have sex with the guy too, or just Brendan?
It just depends person to person. I'm not necessarily caught up on him being male or female or transgender. We can really decide what we want to be in this world. Being able to say, I'm a woman right now, and I want to be treated like that.
That's amazing.
I do feel like I have a lot of masculinity, and I feel like a lot of the time I am more like have a more masculine role in our relationship.
Does Brendan treat you like a female when you're having sex?
Yes.
What does she do? I interviewed a couple that's into, what's that word? Polyamorous. Something like that. And I had never heard of that before. It's amazing what's going on out in the world today as a result of the fallen state. And it's amazing. Wait until you see that one. I believe it'll be out on Friday. It's amazing, folks. And another amazing thing, according to Fox, 26 of the 27 deadliest mass shooting in the U.S. history were committed by males who were not raised by their biological fathers. 26 of the 27 deadliest mass shooting in the U.S., in U.S. history, were committed by males who were not raised by their biological fathers. We got to rebuild men. Y'all don't understand how important it is. It's crucial that men return to their natural state of being. When men fall away from their natural state of being, the world falls apart. All hell break loose. It's through the men that you have peace on earth. CNN is reporting that, this is from CNN, CNN published a list of the 27 deadliest shootings in America, which included the tragedies in Las Vegas, Portland, Virginia, Orlando, and 23 others in famous events. Susanna Venker from Fox News analyzed the list and found out that most of the men were raised without a father and by a stepfather, or were adopted. I'm telling you, those things don't work. Stepfathers, adopted parents does not return the soul to the father. They may provide, but physically, but they cannot return the souls to the fathers. And when kids are turned away from their fathers, all hell break loose. And the last thing about this, the Parkland shooter, Nicholas Cruz, for example, were not only adopted, but his adopted father also died. Black people didn't go crazy. The men and the women did not go crazy until they were able to get rid of the fathers. And the mothers took over. And now look what you have. And now this is happening to the white families. They are turning the white kids, boys and girls, away from the fathers. And look at the hell that's breaking loose. The men are blaming other people for their downfalls. They're afraid to stand up for themselves and their families. It's a mess. It's really a mess. Nothing's going to work but the man standing up and representing good, being right, and representing what's right. It ain't going to work no other way, folks. The women are not going to be come back to the right place until men return. Women will follow men. When men are weak, the women are weak. When men are strong, the women are strong through the man. When men are righteous, the women are righteous. When men are unrighteous, the women are unrighteous. Look how crazy the world is today. Kevin is a first-time caller out of Illinois. Kevin, thank you for calling and thank you for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, what's up?
All is well, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing, you know, something. Whatever I'm going through, I'm going pretty good today.
What are you going through?
I'm going through renal disease.
What is that?
That means a failure of the kidneys.
Oh, okay. What brought that on?
Diabetes.
And what brought that on?
Not living right.
Not living right.
Unhealthy eating.
Yeah.
And it's a whole plethora of things that go along with it.
And how old are you?
I'm 45.
And so do you realize you're getting what you deserve?
Oh, yeah.
Good,
what comes karma. What comes around goes around.
Yeah. At least you're not blaming anyone.
No, you know, really, I can only blame myself.
Right.
And I knew it, too.
Are you having that that treatment thing?
Oh, yeah. I'm going through a dialysis.
Oh, yeah, dialysis, where they have to change your blood every other day or clean your blood
out.
It's
a filter. It's like filtering your blood, cleaning it out, all the toxins and everything.
Amazing. Well, I wish you well, man. I hope you overcome that if it's meant to be.
Well, thank you very much. And I got to say, you know, at first, maybe a couple years, maybe I was shocked at hearing the way how your delivery is.
Yeah.
But I took a long time just listening to everything because everybody's approach and their delivery is different.
Right.
And I can agree probably 90% of what you say, especially when it comes to family with the father, you know, children. And
yes.
I was a very lucky individual. Okay. Especially how I grew up. You know, I grew up in a two-parent household. My parents are still together. My parents have been helping me out with myself and my children. I'm a single father.
How many children do you have?
All together, I have five. I have two grown sons and I have three minor children.
And where's your wife?
I'm not married.
Were you ever married?
I was never married. That's the smartest thing I ever did was never get married.
And you have five children out of wedlock?
Yeah. like I said, I used to rip and ride.
How many women?
Three women.
You have five kids out of wedlock by three different women.
Mm-hmm.
Your parents let you down, man.
No. I let myself down.
No, but if they had been righteous parents, be perfect parents, you would not have done that. Especially five times. I can see maybe
one. Where you coming from? I'll tell you this. My parents are old school. My dad's from Kentucky. My mother's from Mississippi. And for black parents, they're the old school, not the parents of this day. Okay.
But do you realize that you did that because of your hatred of women? You had all these babies out of wedlock?
I do not have hatred for women. I thought I had to prove something at one time.
What do you think you had to prove?
Well, how can I say it? I was not, far from.
Your phone messing up, buddy. Be still, don't move. Why do you say that you had to prove? What did you have to prove?
Well, I think I had to prove.
Your phone messing up. Are you on a cell phone?
Sorry.
Hold on a minute. Hold on. Do not hang up. Find out what's up with his phone. I'll come back to it. I believe this is Jonathan out of Virginia, first time caller. Jonathan, you're on the air. Is it Jonathan?
Yes, sir.
Welcome to the show, sir. You're on the air.
I wanted to tell you how much you have changed my life, and I just want to say I love you. You're a very beautiful person.
Well, I appreciate that. And your life changed from what to what?
I let go of my anger, and I'm trying to get my mom to let go of her anger.
And what are you doing to try to get her to let it go?
When she ever starts arguments or starts coming home and yelling at people, I talk to her very calmly and try to tell her the truth, and I help around the house a lot more.
How old are you?
14.
Oh, you're 14. Oh, no wonder you're still there. And did you tell your father to tell your mother to back off and to deal with her when she acts out of control like that?
Well, they're broken up, but she has a very evil boyfriend who I can't do anything about him, though.
So your mother have a boyfriend there at the house with you guys?
Yes.
And how many children does she have?
One with one father and my sister with another father.
Amazing. Did you tell your mother she's wrong for having a boyfriend?
Yes.
And what did she say?
She's in denial about it, and she's dealt with abusive boyfriends before in the past and things like that, and I've had to deal with that. You know, one of her boyfriends raped her, and I listened to it, and I had to call the police. It was a whole big ordeal.
Well, I want you to stay out of it from now on. If that happened again, it's what your mother want, because if she didn't want it, she wouldn't be dealing with all these different men. So don't get involved with that kind of stuff anymore. That's not your responsibility.
Well, I had a question, if that's okay.
Okay, does that make sense about you staying? Your mother is making the decision to go out with all these men, and what you're saying is true. And if they're fighting each other, they're being abusive toward each other because they're doing it wrong. They're wrong. And you're 14 years old. You should not be involved in that. You're too young.
Yes, sir.
What's your question for me?
Well, I wanted to know your view on things like paranormal things and how that related to God and how those things happen, because it's happened to a lot of people, me and people around me, you know, whatever you like to call them, ghost spirits. Wanted to know if you had ever had any encounters with these things and how you thought they related to God.
And paranormal thing mean that you're seeing things?
Well, multiple people at once, yes.
And you see multiple people at once?
No, people around me, other people also see them at the same time.
And what have you seen?
A lot of shadow people and things around the house get moved and stuff.
Here's what I recommend. Over the years, I've been doing this now for 29 years. Here's what I recommend for you. You got to overcome that anger. You got to forgive your mother for what she's doing to you right now and what she has already done to you.
I'm in the process of that right now.
Yeah, and then forgive your father for not being there to protect you from your mother. He could not help it because he doesn't know how to handle your mother. Your mother is his mother. And so it's not that your father don't love you.
I know he loves me.
Yeah.
I know that. I'm still in contact with him.
Oh, good, man. Are you able to live with him?
No, he has some pretty severe mental issues right now.
Yeah, amazing. So, but here, I recommend you do my silent prayer. Have you done the silentprayer.video?
No, sir.
Okay, do the prayer. And speak up, but don't be angry, and those things would disappear. The only reason that you're seeing those things, and they're all illusions, and the only reason you're seeing them is because your nature is that of anger, and you are attracting those spirits toward you. But they would disappear if the anger disappeared. They won't be able to live.
I've noticed that.
You've noticed them disappearing?
Yeah, because I've been letting go of my anger, and I'm very close to almost having it all go away.
Yes. When you let that anger go, then those spirits will disappear too, because they cannot come into the presence of perfect love. They can only come into the presence of anger, which is hatred. So don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. And don't join groups and all these other people who are into that kind of stuff, because they're serving their father, the devil. So don't join their groups. Let that stuff go. Don't tempt that type of evil. But just continue to grow. Do the prayer every morning, every night, and let anger go, buddy, and your life will be amazing.
Thank you.
That makes sense?
Is that all the time I have for?
No, you have. Does that make sense, what I told you?
Yes, sir. I've been doing what you've been saying, and it's been going pretty well, I thank you.
Yeah, it's going to get better. And I'm sorry that your parents have let you down, but if you don't resent them, don't let anything be that important to you that it makes you angry. Or anybody.
No, I don't get angry at them anymore.
Yeah. Don't let anybody or anything be that important that it gets you angry, because once they get you angry, or if they can make you feel good, they control you. And you don't want to be controlled by the world. You have another question for me or something?
Yes. I wanted to know your opinion on some of the other Christian texts like Genesis and the Book of Enoch and things like that, and what your understanding of them are, and how you, especially relating to the sons of the fallen angels, in your opinion, because in the Bible there's more than one angel fell other than Lucifer. There was thousands of them, as it says in the Bible.
Right. And the one thing I want to tell you about the Genesis, Book of Genesis, everything you need to know about what happened and why you're in the condition that you're in and overcoming, and why your parents are and other people, is in Genesis. It tells you why things are the way they are today. And it's, if you can read that without allowing Satan to interpret it for you, you will understand the fall, why people are in that condition, and what it takes to overcome it. That's what that book is all about. What did you want to know about the fallen angels?
Well, how do you think they are maybe working with Lucifer, or they are come together to create one evil, or have some came back to God and repented their sins?
Well, I don't know if any have come back to God and repented their sin, but I do know that they are working with their daddy, Satan, because Satan has a lot of little demons running around trying to work that are working for him. But I wouldn't be focused on that if I were you. I will overcome this anger so you can be guided by God, by the light within you, and you will see and understand all that stuff. And it will be in a different manner than what you can even imagine.
Mm-hmm.
You're too young to be involved in all that stuff now. It shouldn't be that important to you.
Well, thank you, Jesse.
All right. Will you call me again?
Yes.
Okay. It's great hearing from you. 14 years old, continue to let that anger go. Your parents are wrong. Your mother's wrong for bringing all these different men up in there. And you can't be mad at the men, because if your mother didn't allow it to happen, it wouldn't be happening. And if they weren't beta males, they wouldn't be doing it. So so speak up, but don't be angry at them. And don't get involved with your mother when your mother is abusing men and men are abusing her. That's not your issue. She's bringing that up on herself.
Okay. Thank you, Jesse.
Because in all honesty, they're abusing one another. Men don't just abuse women. Women abuse men as well, because they're in a fallen state, and that's what they do to each other. And I appreciate your call, Jonathan. Call me again, buddy.
Okay. Thank you. Goodbye, Jesse.
Bye-bye. Amazing. 14 years old. It's mind-blowing. It's happening in the home, folks. You don't realize it, but your problems are coming from your family. It starts in the home. If they're not perfect parents, you've been set up to have a hell of a life until you're able to overcome it. Appreciate your call, Jonathan. I wish you well. 14 years old. Marcus is a first-time caller out of California. Marcus, thank you. Oh, Maurice. I'm sorry, Maurice. Thank you for calling, Maurice. You're on the air.
It's amazing to talk to you. Good morning.
Hey, Maurice, it's amazing. How did you hear about us?
Scrolling through a lot of garbage on YouTube, I actually seen something that caught my interest, and I clicked onto it, and it was you and Amber Rose, and it's been going uphill from there, I guess.
Slut maker! Are you a slut maker?
Yes. I'm definitely a slut maker.
You are a slut maker? How old are you?
I'm 38.
Really? And how did you become a slut maker?
Well, honestly, I don't know. I'm so lost right now from just listening to everything. It's just like a light came on and stuff in my head went off, and it's just, I had to call. For some reason, I just had to call and tell you thank you.
You're welcome.
I've never been to church. You know, as a child, I have never been to church, single parent home.
Amazing.
I've been to prison. And just seeing this gave me better guidance than I had this past few months.
Right on.
And it meant a lot to me.
Well, that means a lot to hear that, Maurice, because now that you're waking up, it's the proof that God is waking you up and that he's with you. And as long as you keep your eyes on yourself, don't harbor anger. You haven't seen anything yet, buddy. You're on your way.
Well, the biggest problem I'm having right now that I can't come up with an answer with is my anger. You know, I let a lot of it go listening to you and learning about politics and religion and stuff like that. But, you know, it don't change the fact that I was raised like a lot of black kids, two fathers. And I was taught to lie to both of them about each other.
You were raised
I was taught to lie from birth.
you were raised with two fathers?
Yes, sir.
What do you mean, two fathers?
Well, it's an evil plot that women have in their head, I guess, greed. I don't know what it is, though. But, you know, my mother had, convinced a man that he was my father. And another man was convinced he was my father. And instead of her figuring it out, she taught me to lie to both of them.
So wow.
I never told one about the other my whole life, so I assume I was taught to lie from birth.
Are they still, how old are you? I'm sorry, Maurice.
38.
Are they still living, the two fathers?
Yes, I believe so. I don't have too much communication with them. I broke pretty much all ties with all three of them, you know, to try to get my mind together.
I understand. Are you in L.A.?
Yes, I'm in L.A. Right?
Well, you know we're in L.A., right?
I did see that, and I was telling somebody about that.
Yeah, we're at Los Angeles and Pico.
Okay. Yeah, I might have to come in, you know, get some better insight, because, like I say, this is the only problem I'm really having that I can't overcome.
Okay.
You know, with the answers as far as my anger.
Here's what I realize. Here's what I want you to know, if you haven't already heard it. Your anger come from your mother for what she did to you. You understand that?
Yeah, I do know that. I do know that. I can't sit in front of her for more than 10 minutes. I'm probably your only child that can't without a full-blown problem.
Yeah. Are you still living with her?
No. I've been at her house since I was about 17 years old.
Oh, good, man. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's good that I got away from her, but it just pushed me to, you know, the streets, which basically slowed my education, stopped my education, dulled out my religion, just everything.
It's wrong for what your mother did to you. Is it wrong for you to resent her, or is it right?
In my heart, I think it's right, but something in me is telling me it's wrong.
Yeah, it's
for
wrong.
For me, it's wrong, but I don't know.
Hold on, Maurice. Do not hang up. Hold on. Amazing, folks. Super Chats! Joel is here. So, Joel, you're not feeling well? What's wrong with you?
No, I feel fine. My energy is just kind of weird. It's like not there, and I'm hungry all the time. Am I pregnant?
You hungry? Oh, maybe you got somebody pregnant.
Maybe.
Amazing. Well, you better hope that's not true.
I know. Definitely not true. Or else I'll be a hypocrite for wearing my shirt.
And plus, nobody wants you. Anyway, Super Chats.
Super Chats. Well, first one is from James Pless. I won't be able to make it. Everyone, shout out to everyone. Okay, so Big Hurt donated and said, "Hey, Jesse, everyone just wanted to shout out to Trevor Wesley, Chivalry is Dead album is amazing.
Sure is. Absolutely amazing, folks.
Shout out to Trevor Wesley.
Shout out!
Edward Simmons donated and said, hey, Jesse, your last background looked great. What is your producer thinking? I think you have a little hake. Correction, hate.
You don't like the new one? Okay.
Edward, just read that. The Crazy Cabbie donated and said, have been following the censorship of Tommy Robinson in the UK, especially since he exposed the BBC as fake news. Invite him on the show, Jesse.
Of who? Who is that? Oh.
Tommy Robinson.
I think we had him on before, I believe. But it's a good request. Thank you.
And that's all for now.
Thank you all. Keep it coming, folks. We need every dime we can get, all right?
One just came in. You want me to just read that off?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So we have Krista RP donated and said, sit up right on camera, Joel. Sorry, I know. I'm working on my posture.
He black. Yes, master. I had to walk like this.
And then Aek Decorios said, mostly speechless, but thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, heartache. Here we go again. Good morning, heartache. Thought we said goodbye last night. I tossed and turned till it was done. And now here you are back again. Okay?
And that's all.
Thank you all. I really appreciate it. Don't forget to like, follow, tweet, subscribe, share the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, and take all of us. We got work to do. Let me go quickly back to Maurice. And Maurice said that he's 38, out of California, had so-called two fathers, never know really which one was one, and his mother had him to lie, never tell the truth to both either of them. That's an amazing thing, folks. So, Maurice, I was asking you about the anger. Did you feel that it's right to have anger toward your mother? And you say that a part of you said yes and a part says no?
Yeah.
Why do you think...
Like I'm tour.
Yeah, I totally understand. Why do you think it's wrong to have anger for your mother?
The only thing that really surfaces in my mind is because she gave me life. You know, but then I immediately erased that. That's not a good enough excuse.
Right.
You know, so that's where the tour comes at, you know. And like I say, all my siblings, you know, I'm the only one that really lashes out or rebels to her or speaks my mind or I'm too opinionated. It calls me, you know, get hands put on me a lot more than anybody, sent away a lot more than anybody else.
And
that made my path a lot more different.
And that's beautiful because you don't accept the okey-doke. I'd rather have someone to rebel than one to cave in. To just give in like that, submit to wrongdoing.
Let me
tell you why. First of all, your mother did not give you life. Only God gives life. And your mother she just carried you in the oven that your daddy put there for 9 months, but she did not give you life. Women do not give life. Only God gives life. So don't believe these women who say, I gave you life and I can take it away. They're lying to you.
Okay.
All right. And so the reason it's wrong to resent her, it's definitely wrong for what she's done to you, but it's wrong to resent her because when you have that anger, resentment, or hatred, whatever you want to call it, it separates you from God. And when you're separated from God, Satan is your daddy. And when Satan is your daddy, you're living in darkness and you do all kind of crazy things that you wouldn't ordinarily do. And so
that's what I realized, you know, watching the shows. I've been watching them a few weeks, and it's like the past few weeks, I've noticed people around me like, what's going on with you? Like, conversation different. Like,
yes.
You know, everything is different. Everything is different.
That's good. And so,
you know, conversations I normally don't have now, so my mind is opening up.
Yes, sir, because God is with you. He's trying to draw you back in. But he cannot bring you back into the kingdom until within, because everything you're looking for is inside of you. But he can't bring you back in until you forgive your mother and forgive your father, especially your mother, now, because she is the one that set you up.
No, being who she is, I mean, I want to forgive her. I'm going to forgive her.
Yeah.
But how do I accept the fact that, you know, she, to this day, don't acknowledge there's anything to forgive? the denial.
But she doesn't have to. Let her stay in denial. Okay. Let her stay in hell. You forgive her so you can come out of hell into heaven, the kingdom of heaven. Because God did it perfectly. He said that if you forgive, I will forgive you. They don't have to forgive you. Don't ask for forgiveness. They don't have to admit that they are wrong. They don't have to say anything or do anything. They can go loud on you. They can scream. They can fall out and die. It has nothing to do with you. You forgive them. Expect nothing from your mother. Don't expect her to apologize or anything. You don't need it. You forgive her, and God will forgive you, and your life will change. The anger will be gone.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Well, I appreciate that. Yes, it does. It's a lot of sense. I appreciate that.
And you need to go to her and tell her that, you know what? You screwed up my life, but I'm wrong for resenting you because I know you can't help it. You're an angry woman. She hates her mother. She hates her father. She hates all men. And she hates you because you're an independent man and she wants to control you. And so she can't help it. She's driven by anger, which is the nature of Satan. So, again, don't apologize for anything. Don't say I love you because you don't love her. People who have anger don't love. And so you forgive her. And if at all possible, you need to find the two men that she claimed could be your father and have an honest dialogue with them. Let them know what's going on.
Okay. I'll do that.
Yeah, you have
I'd like to thank you again. Like I say, you turned on a lot of lights in my head, including politics. And I know it's nothing but growth from here.
Yes, that's right. You can't go back. Now that you awakened, you have awakened.
Yeah.
You cannot go back into darkness. It won't happen. But so will you find the two fathers and have a dialogue with them? And because they might not even know what's going on here.
Yeah, no, they're definitely two beta males.
Yeah.
I definitely can locate them. It's not hard. It's just,
like
I say, my anger is different from a lot of people because of how I came up.
Yeah, and don't be angry at them either because they're beta males. They can help it. But just apologize to them and ask them what happened and ask them if they think they're your father. Which one is really the father?
Yeah.
But go and talk to the two men and see if you can find out who's really your father. And once you return to him, man, you're gone. Your life is just going to open wide open for you.
Okay, I will do.
And Mario, you're definitely welcome to come to our church service on Sunday mornings. They start at 11 a.m. We're at La Siena Can Pico. And you're also invited to the men's forum the first Thursday night of every month at 7 p.m. And do the silent prayer.
Yeah, I've seen that on the YouTube channel, and I haven't watched it yet, but I'm definitely going to watch it today.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do whatever it tells me to do.
Yes. And the last thing, do not, whatever has happened already, it's done. It's over. So don't dwell on it. Don't let Satan use that against you because he wants you to judge yourself and feel angry and all that crap.
Yeah.
The moment you realize you were wrong, God forgot about it. So don't worry about it.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. And I definitely call you again.
Okay. I wish you well, man.
All right. Thanks a lot. You guys have a good day.
Oh, you too. Amazing. Amazing. Tony is a first-time call out of California. Tony, welcome to the show, sir. Thank you for calling.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Justin?
Good, Tony, but your phone is awful. Oh, he hung. I didn't hang up. Here are my hands. Tony hung up. Or maybe just went out or something. Let's see here. Periscope. Maria! Maria says she enjoyed the Roseanne Barr episode on the Fallen State. Thank you, Maria. Maria. I appreciate that. She's a good friend of the show. Periscope again. Brad asks, do people understand when you say amazing, you are making fun of them most of the time? Well, not necessarily. I'm not necessarily making fun of them. It's just amazing. It's just amazing. It's amazing what I hear sometimes or don't hear or how people think and don't think. And so, and then sometimes people say things that are so powerful to me that I'm amazed by that too. So you can't tell, Brad, but it's a good question. But you're wrong. Okay. I want to play this for you real fast. Then I go back to the phones. This is from YouTube. White America, pay attention to this. Pay attention. I want you to see how this black boy at Edmund Santa Fe High School in Oklahoma assault a white boy for being himself. Like, black people now act like white people don't have a right to love their country, to celebrate their country, to create their country. They act like white people don't have that right. You got American-hating blacks, and these blacks hate God. They hate everything that's good. And now they're attacking white people for loving their country. Send these folks back to Africa. This is from YouTube. A white high school student from Edmund Santa Fe High School in Oklahoma was assaulted by an 18-year-old black student for wearing a MAGA hat and carrying around a Trump flag in school. Here's the first soundbite.
Come here.
Evil black person.
Go get him. Go get him. I don't care. You're going to rip it off? I can burn it. Which one you want? Which one you want? Speak. Make a motherfucker fat. I'm going to rip it, bro.
Hey, if you take it off.
Which one you want?
Hey, let me take it off.
Take the off. Take it off.
Amazing. Isn't that something? You are not allowed as a black person, I mean, as a white person, to love and celebrate whomever or whatever you want, especially your country or the Great White Hope. Is that right? You created this country. You let these people in, and look what's happening. And it's happening because years have gone by, and the parents didn't stand up for you. Why would white parents allow their children to go to a black school or black children come to your school? If I was white and the black kids came, I would take my kids out. I wouldn't sacrifice my children to this. The Edmund Sun is reporting that this Kenneth Dwayne Jones has not been charged. The black boy was not charged for attacking, assaulting a white boy. Isn't that amazing? If it was the other way around, black people come out of the woodwork, crying racism, hanging, all kind of black faces, they'll be crying all kind of lies. There will be a hell to pay. The country will be on fire. But let white black people do it to white people? No big deal. South Africa is on the way here, folks. Mark my word. So anyway, Edmund Sun is reporting Kenneth Dwayne Jones has not been charged. That's a black boy. But was summoned on an offense of assault and battery by the Edmund Municipal Court. So you can just attack white people and get away with it. You can even lie. You saw how that Jesse Smollett lied. He needed to be under jail for the rest of his life. When you think about all this, am I the only one who see this? Emmanuel is a first-time caller out of Georgia. Georgia on my mind. Emmanuel, welcome to the show. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Jesse. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. You're welcome.
Hi. So lately, I haven't been watching your videos for like maybe 2-3 weeks. But lately, this week, I've been watching your videos again. And it came to my
Are you on a speakerphone, Emmanuel?
No, can you hear me well?
Are you on Bluetooth or something?
No, I'm not.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh.
How about a headset? Are you on a headset?
Oh, no, I'm not on a headset. It's pure cell phone, brother.
Right on. How old are you?
I'm 19.
Okay, go ahead.
I was going to ask...
Is it an Obama phone?
No, thank God it's not an Obama phone.
All right. Go ahead, buddy.
I was going to ask, do you believe that white people originally founded America and rightfully own it?
Yes, sir. Without a doubt.
Okay, so I agree with you 100% on that, but I kind of have some understanding that I need to address and kind of confusion because I'm an American, right? I'm born here in America, and I appreciate the opportunities and the advantages I have over other countries. I believe America is the right side of heaven. You know, this is paradise. But
that's right. Are you black?
No, I'm not black, sir.
You white?
No, I ain't white either.
What are you?
I'm half Filipino and Puerto Rican.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And lately, you know, I've been personally, the things you say, not you as a person, but the things you say have made me realize who I am as a person. You know, beta, I'm a loser, I'm still living with my mommy, all this kind of stuff.
You live with your mother?
Oh, yes, sir.
19 years old?
Yeah, I'm...
Beta!
I'm a beta, yeah.
Beta!
So sad about that, and I want to change my life, and I've been really pushing forth that. But lately, you know, when we talk about America and all that, I feel as if I am a guest here because relating back to the question I asked, do you believe, you know, why people rightfully own America and founded it? And then the things you said before, how, you know, why people welcomed colored people in America. I feel as if we are just guests here and we don't respect the rightful owners, you know, like of a household.
Yeah.
How you are a guest of a certain household and they invite you. You don't live there. You're just a guest. And I feel as if we don't represent that as most Americans, because personally, most Americans, they go ahead and they say they're patriots or they love the country. But, you know, the video clip you showed right there, you got some black gentlemen hitting the white folk that represents this country. And I feel as if, personally, I might be confused because I don't know if colored people really are accepted here in America to be part of America. And that's what I'm asking. Do we truly, as colored people, do we belong in America, or should we just automatically stay where we belong in our countries and continents around the world?
Really, really good question. Were you born here?
Yes, I was born here.
Okay, if you were born here, Emmanuel, this is your country, and it's because of the white people founding this country, which gave you the freedom to be born here. You show your appreciation by giving back to the country, by treating people the way you would like to be treated, working hard, having a life, and doing the right thing. And you do belong here, because if you didn't belong here, you would not be here. It is better that the people of color stay in their own countries and rebuild their countries, because what happens is they're leaving their countries with the same lack of morals and respect and messed up minds, and they're bringing that mess to this country, and they're blaming white people for it. They want free stuff. So people like you who were born here, if you love this country and treat it well as though it is home, because it is your home, you were born here, then you wouldn't have a problem. It's only the people who are coming here and the blacks who live here but hate the white man that things are so bad. It wasn't like that when I was growing up. And I grew up in Alabama, as you know, on a plantation. And we treated the country well. We treated white people well. We treated black people well. Everybody treated each other well for the most part, because we believed in what was right. We have family. We appreciate being Americans. So we gave back to the country. Now that the man is weak, you see a different thing happening. But this is your country. You should be here, but you need to show appreciation by treating it like it's your home. That makes sense?
Yeah, it makes sense, but at the same time, I do agree with you. But in what return do those who do good for their country, especially here in America, get back when you have people of mixed race, mixed color, that are treating it like it's garbage, like it's not their home? It's just a complete pile of hell that people want to take advantage of. And we see, you know, in today's news, all these people who are anti-Trump, who hate other people, who, you know, are lesbians, gays, all that kind of mess on the news, and everything really evil. But see, the thing I don't understand really is that if I'm truly an American fighting for what I want for, and as you said before, oh, we should, you know, stay within our country. And I think you said this before, that America should start over again, and all the white people should be in America, and all the colored people should be, you know, back in their country. Wouldn't it be in my right intent, if that's the case, to go back to my country and push the forth that this land is owned by white people?
Push forth the point that America is owned by whites?
No. Do you remember when you said that America should start again? Like, white people should own America.
Yes.
The colored people should go back to the country.
Oh, yeah, I said that last Sunday at church. I said, and I may have said it on the radio show, too, but I definitely said it Sunday, that things are so bad now, and white people are so hated and unappreciated for what they have done to found and create the greatest country on heaven, that it's so bad now, especially with the women taking over, that we need to start all over again. Columbus need to come back and go back to Europe and start over again, come back and start all over, and not let anybody in. Be real careful about letting people of color in, because Christopher Columbus, because of what it has turned out to be. And if they rethink it, then they'll do it the right way, and we won't have this mess in America. Do you disagree with that?
I agree with that. And that's what I want to, like, bring up. Shouldn't it be in my best interest and everybody's best interest of color that do live in America to seek what's best for it, to continue to prosper? Because, I mean, America's still a great country, regardless of the evil things happening in this world. But shouldn't it be in our best interest as colored people to believe what you say? Because I believe what you say and agree with it. To push forth that agenda, to go ahead and allow it to happen for whites, to not necessarily push us out, but for us colored people to understand that agenda, that message you're trying to say, and approve of it, you know, and us colored people to go out in our own countries and accept that.
Hold on, man. Do not hang up. Let me take a top of the hour break. I'll come back to you first. Hold on. I have an amazing news video coming up for you. It's going to give you a reason to get married. Mothers stay home when they have children and raise the children while the father at work. You're not going to want to send your kid to another school or daycare, wherever this is happening. It's amazing. But I want to go back to Emmanuel, first-time call out of Georgia. Georgia on my mind. And Emmanuel is 19 years old. He wants to know if it's true that white people founded and created the greatest country on this side of heaven, which is America. And the blacks, not all but most, and the people of color all angry at about it, or with white people after they've been invited here. Do I think that they should go back? Am I right about my question, Emmanuel? I mean, what you said?
What was that again, Jesse?
Am I right? You're asking me if the people of color should go back to their countries?
Yeah. I'm asking you that, and I'm asking as well, should people, you know, that aren't white, should we truly accept the fact that this country was founded on white people and Christian morals and God? Because some people don't believe in that, and they just want to believe in whatever they want to believe, what others told them, rather than where they are now, which is here in America, those who reside here and live an American life but don't accept it.
Yeah, it was truly founded by whites. It was built on Christian values, and it's the greatest country in the world. And so the people of color who are living here, if they're that unhappy about it, they should definitely go to another country, either go back or go to a different country. They are not forced to stay here. And then the people of color who love their country and appreciate it and appreciate the white folks who made the country should stay and become one nation under God. Give back to the country, stand up against evil, speak up but don't resent, and it'll just continue to be great. Absolutely.
Yeah. But isn't at the same time those people who are having resentment towards their own country that they live in, aren't they making a bad reputation for America itself towards other countries?
Absolutely. Go ahead. Yes.
So what should we do about that then, as a country as a whole?
Do what you're doing, not be angry, give back to your country, appreciate your country. And when those people who hate this country or hate white people and hate America, you should rebuke them. Stand up and say, no, you're wrong. And if you're down and happy, go back to where you come from. You can't come here and bring your mess here and try to create this country into the country that you left. So if you're that unhappy, go back. You need to start telling the truth. Because especially men, once men start telling the truth, overcome fear, then the country will return to greatness.
Will that fix all the issues, though?
Yes, because the reason that the country is falling apart because the men are weak. Men are to lead. Men are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. And so if the light is shining and the salt is good, it can't help but be good, man. Because the rest of the other people who are acting out are evil, and evil does not have power over good. Mm-hmm. That makes sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. But, you know I watched another video of yours today about should we have more white babies, and I do agree with that. But the thing is, you know, people are not like me that won't accept the fact that we need more white babies. You know, they might have some resentment towards white people. They might have resentment towards their race because they don't think their race, or quote-unquote color, I guess you could say, isn't better than white people. So when we talk about that, you know, and talk about America, how it's founded on white people, how do those people of color accept the fact that your role as an American isn't the fact that you're, you know, black, white, of any color, of any race? It's the fact that you're here in this country because you love it and you're supposed to accept it for what it is, for the greater cause. But when people confront topics about, you know, the so-called racism, or, you know, how many children should we have, or, you know, wedlock or anything like that, doesn't it break apart the American culture for those who want to believe but can't believe?
Yeah. Are you in college?
No, I'm not going to college.
Oh, good.
it will
divide it, because those who are being told something other than the truth, the moment they believe that lie, then they become enemies of the country. And then they become enemies of good. So it will divide. But if the people of good, no matter what color they are, operate it, steward up, and not be afraid, the ones who are divided would not have control. They can't be so destructive because they really don't have power at all. They have an illusion of power, but the real power is in the men and women who love what's right and have faith, and they are that. They are what's right. So they will try to divide. Once they believe a lie, they have to go against the truth.